We are demystifying movie jobs this week on Morning Edition, a pre-red carpet stroll up to Sunday night's Oscar Awards. So far, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has explained that in movie slang, a martini is not a drink with an olive. Rather, it's what the crew calls the last shot of the day. Today, Susan zooms in on some key off-screen players.
We always think this is how a movie gets made.
Background action. And action.
And it does, sort of. Except that the director has an army of men and women marshaling dozens of cables and wires and lights and lipsticks, so when the call to action comes, the cameras can roll. At this year's Golden Globe Awards, actor Anthony Hopkins paid tribute to all those movie worker bees.
The crews, the camera people, and the sound people, the grips, the electricians, all that wonderful bunch of anonymous people who work harder than anyone.
On the set of Freedom Writers, Paramount was shooting in a San Pedro restaurant the day we were there, a second assistant cameraman makes a familiar sound to get things going.
Alien Mark.
Over on the side of the restaurant, sound mixer Dave Parker sits at an audio board, the obligatory headphones clamped atop his black baseball cap. Dave's listening to feeds from two boom microphones hovering over actors Hilary Swank and Scott Glenn.
Okay, they're both up and hot, and they're both bathrooms the same.
Dave Parker and his crew have one rehearsal to decide where to put their mics. To get the cleanest dialogue recording, they make the room as quiet as possible. Off goes the air conditioning, shush to the kitchen workers.
Copy that.
Rolling.
Ready, this is the real stuff. 76 Apple, take one.
Let the kids order whatever they want. We're in no rush.
No, Dad, it'll be fine. Pizzas will be cheaper, too.
No, I'm paying for dinner. Go ahead, dear. Order what you want.
After the last take, Parker and company will record layers of sound, mumbles from diners, clinking of dishes, other effects, and then it's all mixed, sweetened, and otherwise enhanced in post-production.
But don't you hate all those people messing with your work?
Well, I like to look at it this way, that when we do our job correctly, it makes everyone else's job so much easier. So, no, I don't really mind people coming in and, you know, improving the sound that we record here on set.
Follow around and listen for
them. And action, roll please.
Sorry.
Okay. On another set for the Diane Keaton film Because I Said So, actress Mandy Moore is crossing a busy boulevard in Venice, California. Traffic is directed, queued, stopped by local cops and various crew members. On this set, we are asking what a key grip does.
The key grip is my main man who puts the camera wherever the camera needs to go.
This is the director of photography, Julio Mucat, boss of the key grip.
If we need to build a platform, he sets it up for us. Anything having to do with moving the camera.
The key grip for Because I Said So is Gary Dagg, 55 years old, 6'2", with a few comfortable extra pounds and a green T-shirt. Dagg has done this work for decades. His many films include The River Wild, that 1994 thriller with Meryl Streep risking death by killers, or the violent rush of Whitewater Rapids.
We were chest deep in the Kootenai River and the Flathead River, and we didn't lose a camera, didn't lose any people. It was one of the most challenging and one of the most fun movies I've ever done.
Dagg's work this day is a lot drier. Although wet or dry, the key grip and his crew of seven have to schlep an awful lot of equipment. In addition to the excruciatingly expensive cameras, there's lots of hardware store stuff, too.
Okay, this is your kingdom here. What are we looking at?
Well, I'm leaning on my Diddy cart. This basically holds hand tools, power tools, anything that we might use or need quickly on the set.
He has forests of C-stands, tall poles that hold equipment and light filters in place. There are clutches of giant metal clothespins. Grip clips is the technical term.
So Rodney, what's up? We're two cameras here on...
Now we get to see key grip Gary Dagg in action.
Here we go.
The Steadicam operator, heavy camera strapped to his chest, stands directly in front of actress Mandy Moore to film her coming toward him, which means Mr. Steadicam has to walk backwards across the street, stepping over wires, cables, up a curb.
Step.
Walking behind him with his hands on the cameraman's hips is Gary Dagg.
Great.
Good
job. Okay, one successful.
They navigate afternoon traffic on Main Street with all the grace of a Fred and Ginger routine, like touch dancing.
Some don't like to be touched unless they're absolutely in trouble. Don's fine to be touched and taken to the right place. So.
The close camera would be good, sort of focusing more on her bottom. And then
in this part of the scene, cute young Mandy Moore must endure having a red balloon stick by accident to her posterior. Static electricity. It's a comedy. While the director and his minions ponder this problem, Gary Dagg reflects on the long history of gripping.
You know, we have a tremendous legacy. Since the beginning of film, there have been grips. They used to line up outside the studios with their grip bags. When you consider the pyramids being built, that's what grips do. They take something out of nothing. They look at an area, and before you know it, there's a way to photograph it.
Picture up!
Picture's up!
The late actor George C. Scott once told an interviewer that if he were ever stranded on a desert island, there would be three things he would have to have: food, shelter, and a grip. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And Mandy, this time just lean further to grab it than you would normally.
Okay.
Like you have to go all the way down.
Okay.
All right, let's try it. And action!
There's a lot of static out here.
Say that again.
There's a lot of static out here.
To get a look at the key grip in action, go to NPR.org. Tomorrow, our series on movie jobs ends with the job on which so many acting jobs depend, the casting director. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.